Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King. I'm glad that you've joined us for this program. It's the first of three on the subject of revival. And I have our good friend James Gall with us today. It's going to be outstanding. In fact, we're believing for an impartation for you and yours so that you will receive the spirit of revival in your life. So James, it's great having you with us again today, and we're going to plunge into this subject of revival.
Awesome, and it's worldwide in scope.
Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, it's breaking out. We're in a season of revival right now. It's important to discern that, isn't it?
Absolutely. You got to have the right eyes to look upon the field of harvest, because Jesus is the one who said, it's already ripe unto harvest. Mm-hmm. So there's strategic times, but you know what? Every day, as far as I'm concerned, is a good day for revival.
Amen. Revival means to bring back to life. So
that's
it's
right.
Like when something is kind of dead or dry, mm-hmm. it needs to be brought back to life, then you need a revival.
That's
or
right.
Or something needs to be restored to its original condition. And I think of the Garden of Eden and how beautiful mm-hmm. everything was. And,
yeah.
and yet, because of sin in the earth, you know, things get distorted
right.
and corrupted and all kinds of, you know, just die. And we can have that restoration back.
Absolutely.
And in our personal lives, we can be restored back to fullness of life in Jesus Christ.
And in that Garden of Eden in Genesis, it says that God came walking
mm-hmm.
in the cool of the day, and he was looking for them. And that's what a lot of revival is about. God scours over the earth.
Right.
And he's looking for someone whose heart is poised towards him, that's got hunger in it, or is desiring at least for hunger to be restored.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's about God communing with man and man communing
yeah.
with God, and then the empowering of the Spirit to mm-hmm. release out impact for Jesus Christ's sake.
Right, that's right. James, let's talk a little bit about what is revival exactly. Like, what are the earmarks of it? And, you know, we live in a desert here. We're in Phoenix, Arizona. We don't get very much rain at
yeah.
all. But when you feel a few drops, you know what you say? It's raining. You know, and
that's
yet
good.
In the summer we have our monsoons.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there can be just open heaven,
right.
downpour of rain. It floods the streets, everything. And, of course, that's a torrential rain. And we say, it's raining,
that's
you
great.
Know. So whether it's a little, just a few little drops or a big downpour, it's still rain. But there's different types
yeah.
of rain.
So in one way, revival depends upon your context.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just dry and thirsty and you feel like one drop of rain, oh my gosh, it's like that's revival because it's...
And it is. It's
and
true
it is.
Revival.
It is revival in that situation to that dry person
mm-hmm.
in that dry village or that dry
exactly.
city, that dry church, whatever it is. And then there are outpourings.
Mm-hmm.
And in those outpourings, sometimes they're regional, sometimes they're national, historically. And there have been some, you could call it characteristics,
mm-hmm.
you know, of classic revivals throughout the generations. But, you know, we got to be careful because then sometimes we have these little judgment plumb lines.
I know.
And then if it doesn't do this and if it doesn't do that, then, well, then that's not revival. But so I want to deal with revival on a mm-hmm. simplistic level, and it is reviving us, restoring us to first passionate love
mm-hmm.
with Jesus Christ, and even beyond first passionate love,
mm-hmm.
because we grow up into all things into maturity. So it is about restoring. It's about bringing
mm-hmm.
life. You know, Psalm 85 for intercessors is one of the historic verses that people have prayed
right.
throughout the generations. And Psalm 85, it says, restore us, O God, of our
mm-hmm.
salvation. That's what revival is about.
Right. Restoration.
It's about being restored. Restore us, O God, of our salvation. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you not, verse 6, Psalm 85, revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness,
mm-hmm.
O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Now, there's a similar passage in Habakkuk chapter
right.
3. And it says, Lord, I've heard the report about you and I fear. Oh, Lord, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I just really, really, really
mm-hmm.
passionately love this verse. Oh, Lord, revive your work in the midst of years.
Yes.
And in the midst of years, watch this, make it known
mm-hmm.
in wrath, remember mercy. It's revival is about the fame of the Lord's
yeah.
name being restored in a generation. And so there might be characteristics of passionate denunciation of sin. There might be to where eternity is highlightened and people have experiences where hell, they know there's a real hell. They know there's a real heaven. There might be open heaven experiences, and we might touch into that later. But you know, there's healing revivals. There's different kinds of revivals.
Because there's different things in our lives and in our communities and in our generations that need to be revived. So for example, let's say that there's a church community that's already passionate in their worship, their intimacy with God, but everyone's sick. Then they don't need a revival of worship because they're already in that place. What they need to be revived is the healing power of Jesus,
right? Signs and wonders.
And so every revival can take on different characteristics. So we have to be very careful not to compare one revival to another, because God will release what is needed in a certain time. And it might not look like any past revival. It might be something different that he's reviving. Like in the Voice of Healing revivals, it was healing being revived.
Absolutely. And yet at the same time, there has to be the main and the plain is kept the main and the plain.
Right.
And that is that Jesus Christ is central to
all
things.
Exactly, always.
Because revival is bringing that which once had life, restoring it to life, empowering those same people to go give the life away to those who have never had it.
Exactly. And that's why oftentimes in revival, or actually following revival,
that's
you'll find a lot of harvest. Because when people are revived again in the Lord, then that desire to go spill it out and go share it comes with it.
You know, I've been pondering on this whole thing, and I've got some thoughts that I call it on, like characteristics of a box-breaking generation, and it's about revival. And I believe that in this generation, and not comparing, you see, to all the past revivals, and while Jesus is going to be central, and it's going to be a father heart of God, and we're going to believe in the empowering of the Holy Spirit, but yet there's going to be, get this, new voices, new thinking, new sounds, new aims, new just models, new locations, new ethnic diversity, and new possibilities.
Come on.
That's revival to me. New possibilities.
And that's something like God is showing that fresh to you, and that's what every generation needs. We need to know what is God saying today for now. And in Zechariah 10:1, it says, in the time of rain, you ask for rain. And so when you discern that it's the timing for a revival, then when you start praying for that revival, it'll start being poured out, and we get to do this for the Lord. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. We're talking about the subject of revival, and in this segment, we're going to talk about a revival of righteousness, or a moral revolution, and that's a topic I'm very passionate about, and I know you are too, James.
Absolutely. You know, I call it boundaries in a lawless age.
Sounds like a book title.
Oh, gosh, I'm burning with it. I'm effective. My hands feel like a hot fire just fell on them right
then.
You know what? I'm just going to speak something right now. I just speak the Holy Spirit's fire that burns, Wesley's fire that burns. One of the characteristics of authentic revival is it brings you closer to God. And the fire of God burns in you. And it'll burn iniquity out. It'll burn addictions out. It'll burn sin patterns out. So we call forth even the second blessing of, that John Wesley talked about, the scriptures talk about, the fire of righteousness. Let it invade our lives. Let it invade our homes. Come forth, Holy Spirit, right now, for Jesus' sake.
Come on.
Yeah.
I want some of that Holy Ghost
Me
fire.
Too.
I remember one night years ago staying up all night and saying, God, I just got to have this baptism with fire. I want your fire to come. I want it to burn. And I'm just going to stay up and pray all night until it comes. And I think it was around 4 in the morning or something.
Oh,
I landed up nodding off and going to sleep.
Really.
But I know that that fire is available that burns up the dross. James, one of the things about a revival of righteousness, like, for instance, in the holiness revivals, like the Welsh revival was one, the Spirit of God would bring so much conviction. Like, it was a supernatural impartation of conviction. It wasn't like a code of righteousness where people came up with like a bunch of rules and said, you got to do this and you can't do that. Mm-hmm. It was by the Spirit. People just had this passion to yield their heart to the conviction of the Spirit. And the fear of the Lord often comes. The Spirit of the fear of the Lord often comes in these kind of environments of revival.
And in Isaiah 11, and then in other places, it talks about the sevenfold Spirit of God. Well, one of the personalities, characteristics, spirits of the sevenfold Spirit of God is the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
And we need to call that forth experientially today.
Yeah.
And in classic revivals, one of the characteristics is the experience of conviction of sin. And Jesus is the one who said that it was better for him to leave and he was going to send another, a paraclete, a comforter.
Yeah.
And he said that he would convict or convince the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And then in Psalm 51, which we all love, in verse 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Now watch what happens when purity of heart happens. Yeah. Then it says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Mm-hmm. Then, and here's the part that people leave out. Mm-hmm. They just do this one part, but this whole purity, righteous revival is to lead to something. Then it says, then I will teach transgressors their ways and sinners will be converted to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like meditating on the heavenly dimension. Paul says in Colossians 3 to set your mind on the things above where Christ is seated, not on the things in the earth. And I love meditating on the atmosphere of heaven. And
that's
in heaven, there's no sin and everything is so pure. When you spend time in the presence of the Lord, there's so much purity in His presence. It makes you cry, you know, because He's so beautiful, so flawless. And we get to be like Him. You know, He says, be holy as He is holy. Yeah. And there's this invitation to just come into it. And it's not like, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, we're saved by grace or whatever, and you can just do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But God hates sin.
That's right.
And I want to hate sin like God
That's
hates it. And I asked God many years ago, I said, God, why do you hate sin? And He told me why. Yeah. He says, because it violates love.
Absolutely.
It violates love. And He said, I hate it because it hurts people. Yeah. And anything that's sinful, anything that violates my law and is contrary to my law is going to destroy lives and hurt lives and it's going to cause pain. And He said, I only want my people to be in joy. And I said, well, God, I want to hate sin like you hate sin.
Oh, gosh,
I want to stay so far from
right
it.
Right now, because Patricia, I want that like you want that. And let's just not just
let's
talk it. Let's pray that right now.
We're gonna have a revival prayer meeting.
Yeah, Lord, we just ask
Lord,
for a revival of righteousness.
Thank you, Father.
A revival of purity, a revival of holiness.
Thank you,
and
Father.
And I ask it even as Patricia has prayed. Teach me, teach us to hate what you hate and love what you love. And if you even have to rearrange some of our affections, then do this for your holy name's sake.
Amen. You know, I had a vision years ago of a revival of righteousness. In fact, it was so burning in me and so real to me that I actually took 7 months off of my itinerant schedule. I booked it off. I went to my staff and I said, you know, you got to...
That's called extreme.
You got to pray about this. I want your endorsement on this because I'm not going to be out there, you know, ministering and stuff like that. And, you know, it could affect your workload and finances and everything.
Sure.
But I said, I really feel like I'm supposed to spend at least 8 hours a day praying for a revival of righteousness.
Wow.
So they released me to do
awesome.
It. And in that vision, I just saw, and I would just dream about what that would look like, of how people would long to do what was right, and they would long to do what was loving and acts of kindness and compassion, and that there would be no lawlessness, and the streets would be filled with the burning fire of the conviction of the Spirit. And I saw in that vision that it was going to be through a younger generation that was just going to be burning with that kind of passion.
Absolutely.
And in the Welsh revival, it was the younger generation they rose up. And Josiah is another example.
Yeah, Evan Roberts was 13 years old when he started out praying. He was 26 years old when the prayer revival, and it was a revival birthed in prayer, mm-hmm. broke out. You know, I've had dreams too, which is really quite fascinating, because today there's the Gothic culture and there's a death mm-hmm. culture that got released a generation ago by our generation, and now it's been escalated and there's this wholesale death culture. But I've been having dreams. I know they're symbolic, but there's something within me that says it's literal mm-hmm. also, where I see that the color is going to change. We're black and everybody dresses in black mm-hmm. and all this stuff and everything, you know, and this death culture mm-hmm. kind of atmosphere. And I have seen young people dressed in white. And wow. I have seen an army of young people dressed in purity, yeah. dressed in white. I know it's symbolic, but I feel that there even is something literal that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And white is even going to become a popular color again. And they're going to be dressed in white, wow. but it's dressed in the robe of the gift of righteousness. And we are clothed in the works of righteousness. And I tell you, and in this dream, I woke up out of it, and there was a word that came, and it said, I will have a pure life revolution.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
Come on.
You know what, James? When you are walking in the spirit of righteousness, yeah. you carry that sphere of that part of the glory with you, so you can walk into a room or a street
yeah.
or a nation or get off into an airport of a city or something, and all of a sudden the glory of that righteousness
Absolutely.
Will begin to move all around. And I saw in a vision people like bowing and crying out when people carrying that anointing. And I'm getting a vision right now,
yeah,
actually.
Right.
And I'm just seeing, like, there's a harvest of revivalists right now. And mm-hmm. there's revivalists that aren't even saved yet. And you might be watching this program right now, and you just came upon this program, and you are one of these
That's
revivalists.
Right.
And you're going to get visited by the power of God, by the revival
yes.
and the righteous spirit of God. And that you are going to be filled with His spirit and rise up and be a spokesman
That's
for God.
Right.
And release the witness and the boldness of the spirit of righteousness and of His glory in that way. Whoa, there's going to be a generation,
right.
James, that walks
Amen.
In the glory of God in that way, that there's no pull
yeah.
towards sin, but they're just going for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We
Come
are
on.
The righteousness of God
That's
in Christ
Jesus.
Jesus, and we can be that.
That's
in the world
right.
that we live in.
And there's a Holy Spirit
Whoa.
Plumb line that just gets dropped straight down in the middle of us, straight down in the middle of society, and it changes all the gray shades, mm-hmm. the black and white, and I tell you, there is going to be a moral revolution.
There is going to be
And there is going to be a pure life revolution. It will be a revival. It is here. It is coming, and it is going to be global in nature. In Jesus' name.
I'm looking at a camera in the studio right now, and it has a red light sitting on the top of it, which just shows me that this is the camera I'm supposed to be using. But when I was getting ready to minister right now, the Lord said, I want you to look at that red light, because right now there is someone in the red light district. In other words, you are a prostitute and you're watching this program and you feel trapped inside of prostitution. And you've been watching this program on revival and thinking, oh yeah, sure, that's good for some, but not for the likes of me. And I want you to know that God is for the likes of you. He is love. In fact, right now, the fire of His love and the brilliant red light of His blood is shining on you and releasing you from everything that's hurt you, defiled you, the sin that's put you in its grip. Right now, just reach out and receive all that God has available for you. He's got your number. He sees you right now. And I tell you, you're going to rise up strong. You might feel weak right now, but I decree that you're going to rise up strong, and the devil will be sorry he ever tried with you. Take hold of Jesus' hand right now and start a brand new life. Call on His name. Invite Him to fill your heart. Invite Him to save you. And don't bother saying, yeah, I did that before and it didn't work. Just silence that thought. Say, I'm taking Jesus and He works. And I'm going to work with Him. And I'm going to live my life for Him from this time forward. And by the way, that addiction, I break its power off of you right now in Jesus' name. And that fire you're feeling, it's Him. His deliverance, revival, power has entered you. And so start rejoicing and walk with Him today.
I keep seeing a picture of a young man. You're a handsome young man, by the way. You got dark hair, black hair, and it's curly, and it's kind of like oiled up real nice. You're actually, you're Arabic in your background. I don't know how you tuned into this show, but your heart is aching so much. You are so, you feel so isolated and alienated because you know God. You may have heard that His name was Allah, but His name is not Allah. And Jesus, Yeshua, is God's only Son. And you can have revival too. And in fact, I speak a revivalist anointing upon you now. I declare, do not hold back for such a time as this. Simply yield the right of way. And I see a new young revivalist. Even as Saul of Tarsus as old was picked up and was made into an apostle that changed his generation. So even now for this one specific young man, but may it be to a whole generation, I see some Arabic young men being slammed on by the Holy Spirit, poured out with the hot lava, love of God, passion. In fact, you got tears streaming down your face right now. And I just say, yield to Him, because God really does love you with an everlasting love.
There's a woman watching the program, and your shoes are wrecked, and you're poor, and you don't have the money to get new shoes. And just this morning, you burst into tears, and you said, not something else that's broken down. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I release to you finances, supernatural finances. And I believe God's showing me right now that He's going to send you in a real surprise way a pair of shoes. And you're going to know it's from Him. And it's just going to be a sign that things are going to change for you. And you have a son. And you've been concerned, how am I going to look after him? And how am I going to pay all the bills? And you know, I just can tell you just from past experience and personal experience that when I've been in a similar place, God was there to meet all the needs. And I release Him to you right now that miracles, revival finances, miracles of revival finances are going to come upon your life in Jesus' name. Just be encouraged. Start praising Him. Find that praise on the inside of your heart and rejoice right now because the heavens are going to open over you.
Hey, I got a rather kind of passionate kind of, oh boy, I got a word to give to some young man. Listen to me. You really do know Jesus. And we're talking about a moral revolution. And you are caught in sin patterns. But the reality is, you really do know the Son of God. And you know that He really loves you. And you know He doesn't want to leave you in this homosexual sin pattern. And in fact, you got betrayed and you became preyed upon. And I'm not talking about P-R-A-Y-E-D. I'm talking about P-R-E-Y-E-D. You were preyed upon. And it was even someone in leadership betrayed you and prayed, and you became their prey. And I just ask you right now, as an ambassador, as a leader in the body of Christ, please forgive us. Please forgive us. I just take His place right now. And I say, forgive, forgive. I'm sorry, forgive. And I ask you to release the bitterness, release the hurt, release the victim mindset. And right now I speak a shift inside of you now. And I take authority over inordinate affections and over the snake that got upon your spine in the name of Jesus. And I declare there shall yet be a moral revolution even in your life. And I want you to know something. You really do love Jesus, but I break the power of this iniquity over your life. And I break the power of this praying spirit upon you now in the name of Jesus. In fact, you just felt something lift off of you. You were really heavy before and you started having tears and now you're just having an explosion and you're just going to rejoice. 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 One of the characteristics of revival is joy. Hey, guess what? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And here, take that. Have some joy. Have a joy fit. Have a joy revival. That'll be a good one.
There's a woman who's an intercessor who is watching this program. In fact, you have a lot of discernment, the discerning of spirits, and you actually discern for warfare purposes the strategies of the enemy. And you live in a city that is known for witchcraft. And in fact, people have said this is a witchcraft capital. I've heard a lot of people say that. There's a lot of witchcraft capitals in the world. But the good thing is where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And when the enemy comes in, then God raises up his standard against them. And I'm sensing really strong in my spirit right now that there's like a revival that is going to hit those in darkness. And that the church in your region is going to rise up in so much love that it's going to cast out the fear that's been around this whole thing of witchcraft. And a new faith measure is going to be released. And there's going to be a revival of people coming out of darkness into the light. But there has to be a release of the manifest power of God in order for that to happen. So as an intercessor, God wants you to birth the releasing of the power. Spend less time right now discerning the enemy's tactics and discern God's presence, God's power, and God's plan. And if you will use your discernment in that way and attach your faith to it, there's going to be a revival in your region.
A holy invasion of a grace kind is about to invade your city, and you can be the host, the welcome that throws out the welcome mat that says, come on, come on, come on, manifested presence. Come on, manifested glory. Come and invade Sin City and change it for your holy name's sake.
Hi, Patricia King and James Gall here with Extreme Prophetic. We're on our second episode on the subject of revival, and we're believing that a lot of impartation is going to happen in your life as the spirit of revival just gets really injected into your heart and your household. So, James, today we're going to talk about the open heaven and miracles, healing, the things that accompany revival.
Oh, my gosh. You know what the reality is I feel one right now. You know, it's where you believe it by faith, mm-hmm. and then it's where you actually, like, it manifests.
And it's tangible.
You know, I feel it right now, so watch out. This whole show is going to be so explosive. I feel so much angelic activity already. Watch out. Here he comes, because we're not just going to talk about revival. You're going to have it.
So, James, we want to talk about open heavens.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when the glory of God comes from the heavens into the earth.
Absolutely.
And Jesus said to pray that way. We can actually pray
a
God-given prayer
that
says, let your kingdom come, let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven.
And it's a command prayer.
Yeah.
Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, one time I was asking the Lord, I said, how's the glory of the Lord going to cover the earth as the waters covers the seas? Like out of the book of Numbers. And he said, one clay vessel at a time. So guess who that is? That's you today. You can be a glory vessel. You can be a revival vessel right now, right here, right now. Come, Holy Spirit.
Whoa.
Have an open heaven experience now. You know, in historic revivals again, the Hebrides Islands, a Holy Ghost radiation zone in 1952, and an island off of Scotland, and people would just like, even just like, come into that zone and come under experiential conviction of sin and go turn themselves into the police station or something, and or just cry out for help. I tell you, there is that which is even greater is coming in our day and in our hour.
And even right now we're seeing so many miracles.
Yeah.
Do you know that miracles oftentimes earmark revival, like the miracles of healing or deliverance or signs and wonders. And it's not just for inside of church meetings, although, I mean, that's a great place for God to move because we're all in faith believing. But we've been seeing miracles almost every single day out on the streets. Every single day. It's just a matter of creating the environment. And I always believe that, you know, we don't have to wait for a revival because we are a revival. If Christ in us is the hope of glory, then we are a revival looking for a place to happen.
Man, I got that manifested presence. It's coming all over me right now. I mean, I'm serious. You know, emerge. This might be redundant, but get this. Emerge. I want you to emerge out of your closet. I want you to emerge out of your cave. I want you to emerge out of fear and intimidation. And I want you to be a part of the emergent church for such a time as this that is going to move and does move in apostolic signs and wonders, Healing is the children's bread.
Healing is the children's bread. And there are so many healings. In fact, when the Lakeland Revival and the outpouring there started, it started with healings, mega healings.
Yeah,
and it was like the presence, the revival spirit would land in the meetings, and then they would just begin. And very seldom were there people actually prayed for. It was mainly just acknowledging what God was doing in that revival atmosphere.
And some of it was due to angelic activity.
Yeah.
You know, I was just in Jerusalem at the Pool of Bethesda, and we were in St. Anne's Cathedral. Mm-hmm. I saw this angel waiting to be dispatched. And oh my gosh, a Holy Ghost radiation zone opened up right in Jerusalem at St. Anne's Cathedral next to the Pool of Bethesda. And we saw it and we experienced it, and people started just falling out all over the place. We started feeling the tangible presence of God. It was so awesome. And so we just, I just release in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
angels
name.
That release healing. It's Jesus that heals, but God also uses angels as part of his emissaries, part of his army, part of his weapons of warfare. Mm-hmm. So we release the angels.
Amen.
That carry the healing presence of Jesus. They're outbreaks. They're spontaneous in nature. I mean, because just watch out. Here he comes. Even as we start talking about this, in your house, in your home,
in
your dormitory room, there's a whole college campus right now. I just see it right now. I see Berkeley. It's Berkeley on East Coast and a music school, and it's Berkeley on the West Coast, and maybe every school in between. But we speak Holy Ghost outbreaks for Jesus' sake.
We are in such an extraordinary season right now, revival and outpouring.
Around the world, there is a fresh breeze of the Holy Spirit that is blowing upon hearts that are open to God in this hour.
It's going to be one of the most explosive moves of God that's ever come to the earth. And he said it's going to be very, very contagious, and it's going to explode all over the earth. It'll be stronger where it goes than it was where it started.
God wants the whole body to be able to move together. So there will be radical glory forerunners who are of a new spirit, a new breed. They are just burning with the zeal of God, and they will be willing to take radical risks to go places that we've never gone before.
The signs, the wonders, and the miracles are meant to kindle faith in the fact that God in the intangible realm is about to become very tangible. His glory is about to be revealed. That glory is about to show up in places it's never penetrated. This is what I believe is in the heart of God. And this is what happens when the glory of God starts to possess the life of a believer.
See, we need to start thinking big, and we need to start thinking that God can do anything.
I believe we're gonna see stadiums all across America packed out with on fire Christians who are hungry for the deep things of God.
Grab everything. Park yourself in the anointing. Go in the flow of God. Get filled with the Spirit of God. But let God take this glory where it's never been.
And you have a part to play in that.
Go for it.
Well, we're back. And I tell you, the glory clouds come into this room, this studio, and I'm just blasted. And I just sense that we're supposed to start ministering healing and ministering the revival anointing because it's so powerful. Even in our control booth, staff back there is getting it, and our little card lady, you know, she was up here, and she's getting blasted. And I mean, it's thick. Hey, this is puffy.
Come on, we're great.
There we go. You know, when the revival anointing comes, the joy of the Lord comes.
Come on.
You even had a scripture this morning that you were reading to me about that.
Yeah,
about
I don't remember now.
But it's definitely when the revival anointing comes, it refreshes and the joy.
Oh, yeah, Psalm 51,
that
you know,
was it.
And you know, and
the
yeah,
joy of your
and the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and
joy.
In
the
name
of
Holy
Jesus,
Ghost.
Just have a drink of
come
His love.
On.
Jesus said, "If any man is thirsty, let him
come
to me and
drink.
Drink of His presence, drink of His love, drink of His joy, drink of that revival anointing. Come on,
come
Woo.
On. Oh my gosh! You know what? I see tumors right now. Now, I'm not talking about tumors on the inside of the body. I see tumors external on the body. I even see right one on the neck right now. And I just curse
Whoa.
That tumor right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to shrink.
Whoa.
Dry up.
Yeah.
Dry up in the name of Jesus. Because
Ooh.
There's an activation
wow.
of healing presence and healing anointing. And it's
Whoa.
Being released. And it's coming your way right now in the name of Jesus. There's like a skin disorder, a skin
Whoa.
Disease, a psoriasis or whatever that kind of stuff is called. And it's like all over your arm and it's proceeding and it's trying to like grow and take
scabs.
Over. Yeah.
There's
yes, exactly.
And it's oozing stuff.
It is. But we just speak forth right now, cleansing.
Whoa.
Cleansing in the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Cleansing in the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You know what? One time the Lord gave me a miracle because I'd had radiation treatments from something. And my skin was all burned and whatever. And someone had a discreet word of knowledge. And they said, somebody here has got a really bad burn. Well, anyway, I won't give you the whole details. But then I went home. I forgot about it. Went to sleep. I take a shower the next morning. And lo and behold, I had baby skin. I speak right now, new skin in Jesus' name.
Come
what
on.
God did for me, He can do for you. I speak
Come
forth
on.
Right now to
yes,
that
Lord.
Skin grafts, where there's been skin grafts, and where scars have been showing up on people's body. I just say scars are going to disappear, and there's going to be Holy Ghost skin grafts. And they're going
yeah.
to be to such a degree, there's going to be no scar tissue shown. In the name of the Lord. Some of you just need to check yourself right now. Somebody had like an appendectomy or whoever or whatever.
Appendectomy?
Yeah, one of those
so
kind of things.
And
it's sort of like holes in your body and yet there's a, you know, and like a scar right there. Well, I just speak, there's a healing
Removal.
Presence that's coming
there
to
is.
Scars right now in
there
Jesus'
is.
Name.
You know, James, I was up in Toronto a little while ago. And the Lord said, I'm going to heal scars. I'm going to remove
wow.
them. And this young man came up, and he had been a cutter, and he had
oh,
had scars all the way up his arm. And he came
wow.
up. He was a fairly new believer, and he was just so deeply touched.
Wow.
And all the scars were removed, and baby skin was
wow.
in its place. Whoa!
And that's a sign
and
a wonder.
Right now. It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah,
I can feel
right
it.
Right now.
In fact, Kira, who shared the testimony of
yeah.
the healing, she was gang raped. A number of years ago, and they put her under some drugs
wow.
and did their thing, and while she was under, they took a knife and they cut a scar in the shape of their logo
yeah, right.
in her hip, and so
wow.
she lined up with a scar in the shape of that logo, so
wow.
every time you'd see it, you remember
yeah,
the tragedy,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
And she was in a Todd Bentley meeting,
wow.
and the power of God came to remove scars, and she went into the washroom
wow.
to check it out. It's completely removed. No sign of it whatsoever. And right now,
right
there's
now.
Scar removal.
Right,
right now.
Now,
there's scar removal. And there's issues on skin. I keep getting arms.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, Someone had a nasty tattoo on your arm from before you got born again. Whoa! And it's like you're embarrassed about that tattoo. Wow. You've been wondering about having it removed. But the Lord Jesus Christ right now is moving on that. In fact, you can feel the movement of the Spirit over it right now.
That's right.
And so in the name of Jesus, we just release this scar removal and,
that's right.
And wrinkle removal and spot removal and anything that ought not to be there.
That's
the
right.
purity and the power
that's
and the
right.
revival anointing of God's healing and pleasure and signs and wonders would be upon you now in Jesus'
yeah.
name. In this segment of the program, we believe that there's going to be miracles in the area of financial releases, because we often find that when revival anointing is being poured out, that historically there's an acceleration of finances
yeah.
and provision. Even in the midst of the depression, when the revival was
Come
poured
on.
Out through the likes of Amy Semple McPherson, that there was an abundance of resource.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's
it just
right.
comes with revival.
Amen.
Now, James, you told me a story this morning before we started
yeah.
on the program about Jamie Galloway.
Yeah.
And why don't you share that with the viewers, because it's a great story.
It is an amazing story. I'll try to do this. I mean, it's amazing. You know, he's like about 26 years old mm-hmm. right now, and he ended up marrying 2 years ago one of my good friend's daughters. And Jamie's just awesome. And he heads up, anyway, wow. the prophetic for Global Awakening with Randy Clark. Well, anyway, while he was single and still lived in St. Louis, and the Lord speaks to him anyway to move to Nashville where we live, and that's where he ends up meeting Emily, his wife. Well, Jamie at this time lived on, he said, he just told us his testimony, like $50 a month, because he basically was kind of like a street preacher type person.
Sure.
And he had like 50 bucks a month. Well, now he meets this gorgeous girl, and he just falls in purity, passionately in love with her. And it's just like, it was like, yeah, his heart was revived. You know, that,
yeah.
that too
That'll
is
revive you.
That too is revival.
Whoa. Actually,
yeah,
just
go.
Come right back.
Go on.
but just as James was saying that, I sense that there's
yes.
a woman watching this program, and you have been pining because of a lack
yep.
of a romantic relationship, and you just long to have a husband. And something's going to shift for you. And I release this revival anointing
yeah.
that will bring that into its proper place mm. and that Mr. Right is on his way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Awakened
hey.
Hearts is
yeah.
what revival is about.
Yeah.
And your heart can be awakened in any area.
Yeah.
But so, dear Jamie, here he is. He meets this wonderful, pure, gorgeous girl. And he falls madly in love with her. It's like, the Holy Ghost can do that, you
yes,
know,
he
in
can.
Purity, and he can do it. And he falls in love with this girl, and he's wondering, I go, I haven't got any money. And it's like he wanted to get the best ring for her, and he wanted to go on the greatest honeymoon.
Sure.
And he said, because I'm marrying a princess. He said, I have to treat her like a queen, like a princess.
Aww.
And so he turned to her, and he asked her when he proposed to her, it's like, well, where do you want to go on our honeymoon? Well, she says something like the Greek Isles. He was making like $50 a month. And so he's seeking the Lord about this. Well, so he ends up stewarding a revival in the
Whoa.
State of Ohio. I think it was actually in a Nazarene church. And he ended up being sustained meetings with healing signs and wonders that followed. Well, finances also did come with it. And so guess what? Revival funded the wedding.
I love
Revival
it.
Paid for a honeymoon.
I
tell you, revival covers every area of life. So guess what? In revival, you can dream big.
Amen. You know, every time, even as a ministry, that we've come in into revival waves, because I don't think revival is just a historical moment.
No.
I think it can be ongoing waves whenever...
Yes.
You know, you come into kind of like a maybe a slump season or,
sure.
or just a plateau,
yeah.
then you can believe for the next wave
That's
to come.
Right.
And in those waves, in every wave, there's been another surge of
That's
financial
right.
release. And of course, you need them, because in a revival anointing, you get more vision.
That's big
and
time.
Every
issue.
Vision costs more money because you have to fulfill those visions.
But
do inside
we know
the
anything
vision,
about that?
And inside the vision, there is that resource.
That's right.
Yeah.
You
so
reach into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places.
Yeah.
I have been taken and to the treasury room of heaven. I've been taken into one time in a seer dimension. I saw the divine healing rooms of heaven. And I went on a walk and the doors opened and I walked and I saw body parts. And then the Lord, I was zoomed back down to my conscious awareness. It was what was called a trance. And then I also one time, and he said to me that he was going to release body parts. And that was both body parts, missing body parts for miracles, but also in the body of Christ, in regions where there's parts of the body where there are no eyes, call forth the eyes. Where there is not a heart, there is no feet, evangelism, there are no hands of healing, call them forth. But one time I also went up and I saw the treasury room of heaven.
I've been
I love those movies, National Treasury and all of that stuff. I love because I get to dream about finding hidden treasures. Well, there's hidden treasures. And guess what? The secrets belong to the prophets. And so we have access, and you have access as a believer, to God's treasury room in heaven. And revival includes being able to finance your dreams. God's got some big dreams that's inside of you. And there's going to be a dream explosion. That's a part of revival, where you stop just thinking on the main and the plain. You just stop thinking on a certain level of a plateau, and you start dreaming big. You start dreaming about things that are impossible. You start dreaming about miracles, signs, and wonders. You might dream about the media army. You might dream about a pure life revolution. And guess what? Where there's vision, there's provision.
Yeah, come on. I just feel really led to pray for those of you right now that need financial provision. Lord, I ask for the cloud of your glory, a revival anointing, a revival cloud to come over and hover over those in need right now and let the waters of your goodness pour out upon them in Jesus' name. Just receive your miracle.
God has called us to walk into the harvest. There is a world that needs to be saved. There are people that need to be healed. There are people that need to encounter the revelation of His glory, because what God is doing in this day is for everybody. God's move of His glory is for every single person. It doesn't matter whether you're Muslim, Buddhist, whether you've been Hindu, whether you've been Jehovah's Witness or Mormon, whoever you are, God is wanting you to come into the revelation of His saving power. God has called us to walk into this harvest glory, where there's 100% success, 100% miracles, 100% salvations everywhere we go. Our ministry being utilized to the maximum potential, that the maximum amount of harvest would come forth. And that's what He's releasing right now. He's causing us to go out with this message of life, that others would receive life also. Because the harvest is plentiful, and that's the harvest that He's called us into. As we begin to seek God's harvest, then we find ours.
There's a number of you that feel like you've been living under a curse. In other words, when you should be blessed, the opposite happens, and all these catastrophes have been happening, and there's been lack, and there's been tragedy in the families and stuff like that. And God says that He is putting a blessing zone around you today, but you have to secure that. You have to say, I'm only going to live in the blessing of God. Why? Because it's your portion in Him. That's your inheritance. He never promised that you would have a life of curse. He promised that you would be blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. He said that you would be blessed coming in and blessed going out. So take a hold of His word and draw a blessing line, just a perimeter of blessing around your life, and hold that in place with your faith, and everything that's been negative is going to turn, and you will be blessed.
Hey, sometimes in the seer dimension, I see scriptures. And as we entered into this little segment, I instantly saw written out in front of me Galatians 3, verses 1 through 3. So I'm going to read this to you as like a word of knowledge. Listen to this. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This one thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Verse 3, Galatians 3:3. Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? I'm going to address a specific pastor right now. You began in the Spirit, and now God's giving you Galatians 3:1-3. It might be for many people's lives, but there is a specific pastor this word is for right now. You were birthed in the Spirit, and I'm just going to tell you something. You shifted over to a certain form that you did not begin in. You began in the fire, and you moved over to a different model that is sensitive to people and less sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Well, guess what? You can't keep going that direction for your life, because your birthmark in God was revival fire, and God's calling you back in your church and your ministry back to your original DNA, back to the birthmark of revival fire. I release this word to leadership. I release this word specifically to a pastor, and I say, return and no longer be bewitched, and I break off that bewitching spirit off of you right now in Jesus' name.
When you were a little boy around 11 years of age, you were sitting on a bale of hay on a farm, and you were looking out over the fields and out over the animals that were out there, and you began to dream about having your own farm. And something entered into you at that time. You thought, I really want to be a farmer. And then, you know, time went on and you went through school and high school, and it just didn't look like that was ever going to be a possibility because of the expense, because of the training that you were going to need and everything. And the Lord's saying to you, don't let that dream go, because He is going to make a way for you. And you think, how could I ever do it? Look at the millions of dollars I need. Don't even look at that. Don't look at all the things you need. Look at the one that you need. You need God, because He is a fulfiller of dreams. And if you draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. And He put that dream in your heart, and He will fulfill it. And it'll become an amazing testimony that'll bless many.
Hey, some of you are out there watching, and you come from more of a Hispanic background. And some of you are there. You have such a hunger for the fire of God to move in your midst. And again, I see some Latin or Latino or Hispanic, Spanish-speaking pastors. And I just bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I just speak fire explosions right now. I speak fire explosions in the name of Jesus. Lord might even give you your own Bam Bam style. He's even going to give you your own Bam Bam style in the name of Jesus. He's going to give you fire explosions. And so I speak it. It's specifically to some Spanish-speaking pastors right now, fire activation into your lives for such a time as this.
There's someone watching the program right now, and you are actually a fairly new believer, and you know, you've just been on the streets, rough, tough life. In fact, even the way you carry yourself is kind of like, yeah, man, you know, like that kind of rough, tough way. And I see a revivalist anointing all over you. I tell you, you've been watching this program and say, wow, cool, you know, this is, you know, whatever verbiage you use, but it's like you think it's really neat. But it's because you're connecting with the revival anointing. And you're just going to be so radical. You keep your heart pure and soft before God, because I tell you, the lightnings of God are coming on you, bringing things into divine order. And that revivalist anointing is energizing you right now, empowering you to go and do the works of the kingdom of God.
There is a new breed that God is raising up in the earth. They are fiery, radical, totally sold out, radically extreme. We're talking about extreme. Have extreme holiness. Have extreme signs and wonders. Have extreme prophetic. They're not following man. They're not following a good program. They're not even following a good idea. They're following the presence and glory of God. So there will be radical glory forerunners who are of a new spirit, a new breed. They're just burning with the zeal of God, and they will be willing to take radical risks to go places that we've never gone before. This is the generation we are in right now.
Hey, it has been absolutely awesome to be with you today in our second episode of Revival. We're going to have a third episode that you are going to benefit from. It's going to be inspirational and extremely practical. And this one has just been full of fire. It's been full of just explosive fireworks. And you just can't make that happen on your own. I mean, that's a Holy Spirit energy. And so right now, for the very close of this second segment on revival, I pray, let God revive you again. May He restore you even to where you've never been before. I say there's a final frontier. There's a divine destiny lying in front of each one of you. And we want you to know it's an honor and it's a blessing to be able to partner with you. And we have a word for you. God loves you with an everlasting love.